Part 4, Talks, Directions. You will hear a talk given by a single speaker. You will see three questions on each talk, each with four possible answers. Choose the best answer to each question and fill in the corresponding oval on your answer sheet. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following recording.
Thank you for calling Union Savings. We're here to serve you. If you know the extension number of the party to whom you wish to speak, please dial that number now. Press 1 for a directory of staff extension numbers. To check the balance in your personal savings or checking account, press 2. Please have your account number and PIN ready. To learn about the services Union Savings offers our customers, press 3. To speak with a customer service representative, please stay on the line.
Number 71. What kind of business is this message about? Number 72. How can you hear information about your account? Number 73. What happens if you press 3? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following news report.
A new study suggests that administrative assistants may be more efficient than their supervisors. Researchers found that the typical administrative assistant's duties include keeping track of staff schedules, maintaining department records, writing letters, and coordinating events such as meetings and conferences. The supervisors themselves admit that they couldn't manage all their work responsibilities without their assistant's support. Using a list of specific tasks, researchers looked at how much time administrative assistants spent per day on each task and compared it to how their supervisors spent their time. The study was carried out over a period of 6 months at 75 different businesses with the cooperation of 250 administrative assistants and 100 supervisors.
Number 74. What is the main purpose of this report? Number 75. What do supervisors say about their assistants? Number 76. How many administrative assistants participated in the study? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
Joe's Restaurant has openings for waiters, cooks, and dishwashers. If you are friendly, reliable, and a hard worker, one of these jobs may be right for you. Previous experience in the food industry is not a requirement, as long as you have a willingness to learn. Both full-time and part-time positions are available, with competitive pay and benefits. To apply, call Marina Hitchcock, Restaurant Manager, at 843-2112, Monday through Friday, between noon and 5 p.m.
Number 77. Which of the following positions is not advertised? Number 78. What is a requirement for the jobs? Number 79. When is a good time to call to apply for a job? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following weather report.
Good morning, folks. I'm here with your weather update. And let me start by saying that today would be a good day to stay home, if you possibly can. We'll have rain and sleet this morning, with snow developing around noon and continuing throughout the afternoon and into the evening. The falling snow will be accompanied by strong winds, creating a visibility hazard for drivers. Things will be a little nicer tomorrow, with sunny skies but very cold temperatures. More stormy conditions are expected to move in early Sunday.
Number 80. What does the speaker imply when he says, "Today would be a good day to stay home"? Number 81. What problem can drivers expect today? Number 82. What will happen on Sunday? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Visit River Printing Services for all your printing needs. Why choose River Printing? Because we charge less than any of our competitors for high-quality professional services. Whether you need business cards, stationery, booklets, or brochures, and whether your order is large or small, River Printing can get the job done right. We will print from your original layout and design, or you can work with our expert consultants to select the right look for your business from our samples. We have a wide range of designs to choose from. Your order will be shipped within 48 hours of receipt, guaranteed, or it's free. That's our promise to our customers.
Number 83. What is suggested about River Printing Services? Number 84. What do consultants help customers with? Number 85. Why would a customer not have to pay for an order? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Attention passengers! Please be advised that the elevator from the subway platform to the street level is not in service at this station. Passengers with disabilities who are unable to use the escalators or the stairs should stay on the train, exit at the next station, and use the elevators there. Buses are available to take these passengers to their destinations. Any concerns should be directed to the station manager. We are working hard to get the elevator back in operation. In the meantime, we regret any inconvenience this situation may cause.
Number 86. What is wrong at the station? Number 87. How has the problem been solved for passengers in need? Number 88. What does the speaker do at the end of the announcement? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following radio announcement.
The unusually low temperatures we have been experiencing this week has led to a high demand for electric power. Because of this, the city is facing a serious power shortage and the possibility of blackouts. Therefore, we are asking for the cooperation of all city residents. Please reduce your power consumption as much as possible for the time being. Lower household heat to 60 degrees. Turn off all unnecessary appliances. Postpone energy-consuming tasks, such as doing laundry. Stay tuned to this station for further updates throughout the day.
Number 89. Why is there a shortage of electric power? Number 90. What are city residents asked to do? Number 91. How can residents get more information? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
Little Italy Restaurant is opening in a new location in the Brook Ridge Shopping Mall. Join us for our grand opening on Friday. That's just 2 days away. Free drinks and prizes will be offered to all our lunchtime customers on opening day. Little Italy has something for everybody, young and old, including a special menu for children and reduced prices for senior citizens age 65 and over. We will also be serving weekend brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. We still serve all of your Little Italy favorite dishes too, so come on down and join us for the city's best pizza and pasta.
Number 92. When will the restaurant have its grand opening? Number 93. What can customers get for free on opening day? Number 94. Who gets a discount? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following phone message.
Hi, this is Rita Lopez at the Hilltop Hotel returning your call. I understand you want to rent a room for your event on April 10th. I've checked the schedule for that date, and we have two rooms available. One is small, but the other I think is large enough since I understand you're expecting 150 guests. The room fee includes tables and chairs. If you plan to hire the hotel catering service, they will provide the tablecloths and place settings. If you want help with decorations, you can hire a hotel decorator or use your own. Please come by the hotel anytime to see the room, and I can answer any questions you may have.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. Which room will the listener probably rent? Number 96. What is included with the cost of the room? Number 97. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Welcome, everyone. I really appreciate you taking the time to be here. I feel this annual get-together of regional managers is very important. It really helps strengthen our team. So, I want to begin today with looking at some figures about our average daily sales, at how many customers we have coming in each day for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. If you'll take a look at this first slide, it shows the average number of customers served at different times of day. You'll see that the numbers are strong for the three major meals, but here, there's a significant drop. So I want us to talk for a few minutes about how we can increase sales for that time of day.
Number 98. How often do the managers meet? Number 99. What kind of business do they work in? Number 100. Look at the graphic. What time of day does the speaker want to discuss?